My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about if AMP still helps with SEO. So we've actually talked about this a while back, but it's good to have a refresher on this in terms of, well, what AMP is and what it actually does. So AMP is Google's Accelerated Mobile Pages. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
All right. Accelerated Mobile Pages. And what it does is it takes your page and makes it very fast for mobile, right? So here's an example. If you have a blog post out there, put it in as an AMP page, Google's going to see it and they can basically load the page much faster than it would. Maybe it loads in like a split second versus maybe 5 or 6 seconds when it loads on your site that has a bunch of bells and whistles on it. So the idea here is Google's trying to deliver a faster, accelerated, better user experience for people consuming the content on your site. So the question now is, does AMP still help with SEO? Neil, what are your thoughts around this?
So to go back a little bit, with AMP pages, Google's pretty much caching them onto there, and if I'm not mistaken, that's how it loads so fast. But they're also stripping everything away, or you're in theory stripping everything away. So it's harder to convert those visitors into customers. Like, you know, a lot of the email stuff, a lot of the navigation ads, a lot of that stuff is gone. And over time, what you've seen is a lot of these big publishers like the big newspapers, they were all using AMP stuff right when it first came out, but then they saw the drop in revenue, so most of them have reverted. Now, it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt with SEO or it helps. I'm not saying either. I'm just saying that is why they removed it, because they saw a big drop in revenue.
Yeah.
Now, funny enough, I've done a ton of tests on this, and I will tell you it helps somewhat in SEO. And I know that's not a clear answer, but I'll give you the reason why, and it is a clear answer. I just need to give you the reasoning. We found that in regions like the United States, where people have – there's better infrastructure, it does not help much at all with traffic. I've done so many tests in removing AMP, and I haven't seen anyone really seeing a drop in traffic in the United States. Same with the UK, Germany, most of the countries that have amazing infrastructure. Now, in places like Latin America, like Brazil, when we turn on AMP pages, it ranges, but sometimes you see anywhere from like a 10, 15, 20% increase in traffic, sometimes a bit more, from your mobile traffic. So whatever your mobile search traffic was, you typically do see an increase if your traffic sources are from these regions. Now, it doesn't mean you should or you shouldn't do AMP. More so, it has to be a business case. A, is it going to really hurt your revenue? And B, are you going after traffic from a lot of these regions that don't have amazing infrastructure? Because if you are, for those regions, AMP does help.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the business perspective from real quick. So SEO-wise, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, there's no, at least from my side, there's no definitive answer quite yet. What I will say is it has increased our bounce rate significantly. We're talking about, I think, 58% or so. It jumped 58%. And also at the same time, our conversion rates, obviously because we don't have all the bells and whistles around, you know, exit pop-ups and things like that, our email conversion rate has gone down, right? So if emails are important to your business and they drive revenue and there's a value tied to each email subscriber that you have, it does actually, well, from our what we've seen in our test, it does kind of hurt from that perspective. But SEO side, I can't really give a definitive answer either. Only the thing that I have concerns with is that you're continuing to build on top of, you know, Google this, Google that, Google this. And the more control you cede to other people, the more riskier it is for your site.
Yeah. So again, as Eric and I mentioned, business case, I like it because I don't try to monetize as much. So I'm just going after traffic. So I use it. But if you have a business case, in most cases, you know, you're going after tier one traffic from regions where users have a lot of money and great infrastructure, you probably won't see an increase in traffic and you'll probably see a decline in revenue from using AMP.
All right, that is it for today. But before we go, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We're on our journey now to 2 million monthly downloads. And I'm going to read this review. This comes from Nicholas Haritos. This says, first podcast, one of my favorites. It's a 5-star review. Since I got here to the United States, I am constantly learning and trying out new things. I randomly picked you guys because I wanted to get into marketing and I subscribed right away. Now it's almost in my routine having breakfast and listening to you guys. Sometimes it's a bit too short, but still high valuable content. Can't wait to get to the live event in downtown LA. Speaking of the live event in downtown LA, thank you for that, Nicholas. Singlegrain.com/DTLA. That is the application for the event. We can't wait to see you there. This is going to happen in June, and we will see you in tomorrow's episode.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Vedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.